Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
Here we are.
We are back with another episode. You take some deep breaths in, Joe, because this is kind of like a trip special. I've got two people in front of me. One's called Joe Smith.
Ethan Clark.
Oh. Hi.
Oh, one's called Ethan James.
Hello.
Both of them have been on adventures of their own.
Mm.
Both of them have been, you know, the wild and the wonderful place with different cultures and different aspects on life.
A way of life that's completely unlike our own, you might say.
That's Ethan went to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Very different.
You've been to Marrakesh.
I've been to Marrakesh, Morocco.
Right. Talk to me. I've got all those questions. What was the weather like?
The weather was sensational.
Did you look like you got a little bit of a tan?
Got a little something going on. I'm not quite. I don't tan that well. Lizzie's more in tune with her sort of sunbed side.
Nice.
But the weather was between 22 and 28 degrees. Oh. Just that magical sweet spot where you're not dying, but you're feeling it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Underarm is getting a little tacky, a little sticky, but no piss wet through behaviour.
And so talk us through it.
Amazing.
How was the airport, by the way?
The airport.
You don't like flying, do you?
Do you know what? I don't dislike it. I don't love it, but I'm pretty neutral on it. I'm not like worrying before I get
Switzerland.
There. Switzerland. What about it?
They were neutral.
Yeah. And I've got a load of Nazi gold at my house as well. Much like Switzerland. First things first, what I want to say about Marrakesh is one of the most, if not the most amazing place I've ever been in my life.
Really? Yeah,
it
that good?
It is incredible. I would implore anyone to go.
Wow.
So, because before we went, I'll be honest, a lot of what we heard was the culture is quite different. You got to do this, you got to do that. Make sure you don't. Like a lot of warnings. People come to you with a lot of problems. And what I will say, obviously, is respect the fact that it is a different culture.
Of course.
Do a little bit of research on that. Learn a little bit about the way of life and how things are different there. But first and foremost, above all else, it is phenomenal. It is the most unique looking city I've ever been in. So you land and we thought, let's go out and get something to eat, right?
Fucking hell.
Bang.
I bet Lizzie couldn't believe it.
She could
really?
Not believe it. Hey, you're going to love this joke. I've got a sentence that's going to blow your tiny little mind. We ate out every single meal. Not one thing cooked at home. The Joe McGrath classic. So you go out, and the first thing you notice is you're on a road that is the width of this table, wide, love that. This table, and on this road is stalls and shops either side.
Right.
So imagine what you've got left in the middle here. So there's your typical, there's like five things that everywhere sells because it's kind of for the tourists.
Okay.
So you got your sandals, your chess boards, yeah?
Hold on, you chess boards? I didn't see chess boards.
Chess
coming.
Is big over there.
Is it?
I think it's, because I think chess kind of came out of that part of the world.
Okay.
Kind of North Africa, Middle Eastern, kind of part of the world.
Yeah.
You've got your sandals, you've got your magic genie lamps, and you've got your fez. Yeah? These are your staples of your tourism, yeah? And also you've got your knockoff football kits, which are surprisingly more expensive than you'd think.
Really?
Yes. So either side of the road, there is shops. On a road this wide, then you've also got bustling tourism.
Yeah.
People walking up and down. And what you've also got, Joe, and this is what stunned me and Lizzie, is motorbikes going both ways. It's a two-lane motorbike walkway shopping centre all on a road the size of this table. It is insane.
You couldn't do that in Trafford Centre.
You couldn't do it. You just couldn't.
And did you ever get hit?
No, but we saw one person get hit. And she was largely okay, but you see, like,
she was large.
She was large and okay. Did you know? Obviously, the rules of the road are quite different over there. Here, we're obsessed with
Fast and Furious
line markings. We're obsessed with courtesy. We're obsessed with signalling. None of those things are in play in Marrakesh. It is you share the road. There's no pavement. You share the road with the car. You share the road with a motorbike. You share the road with a bicycle. Instead of signalling, it's just beeping. So there's constantly just, but it's because the beeping here, if someone beeps, it's because something bad has happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dangerous or you're pissed off.
Yeah.
There, the beep is like a language. It's like, I'm on your left, mate. It's like a little, doo-doo. Like, it's much more casual and conversational, the beep. Joe, I'm so excited about Marrakesh. I've got so much to tell you. It's the best place I've ever been.
The conversation of it.
It is.
That's pretty good. I always think about, so do you remember the hedgehogs in Stop, Look and Listen on the, what would they have done in Marrakesh?
What did they, what?
So if you remember, all the hedgehogs, you know, taught you how to stop, look and listen and cross roads properly.
King of the road.
They
would be dead. I tell you what, first thing you know is, a lot of stray cats. But what that means is, very few rats. Do you know what I mean?
There's very much a sort of old woman
who ate a fly situation going on.
So they
brought in the cats to catch the rats. They brought in the rats to catch the mice. So there's a bit of sort of roughage on the floor. You'll see a bit of mess and a bit of, but very few verminous animals, because all the cats are killing them.
Yeah. Nice. In terms of food then, I mean, you said you ate out all the time.
Yeah.
Some of the highlights for you?
Some of the highlights. Well, I've got a little picture for you. So the great thing about Marrakesh is
are you sponsored? Have we got a code?
I'm not sponsored, but if you want to go to visitmarrakesh.com, use the code SloppyJoes, you will get 20% off your first souk visit. But... So they've got everything from like your sort of medium end, like lovely chicken breast.
I've seen lots of vegetables, chicken breast.
Lots of dips.
Oh, I love a dip.
But then also I went to this place after we'd been to dinner and I've put the video. Just see the smoke on the left there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is the smoke of about 250 lamb or beef kebabs on a cold grill. And what he does is he opens the bread up, gets five of them off, puts it into the bread and just pulls them straight in. And this is what it looks like.
Was it delicious? Yeah.
It was fantastic. Just meaty, treaty. That was 90 pence.
Fucking hell.
And he's just slinging them out.
No card. All cash. That's all cash dollar.
Dirham is king.
Dirham is king.
I've got a few notes because there's a couple of things I want to tell you. First of all, right? I saw a sheep eating a car park.
You saw a sheep eating a car park?
I saw loads of sheep eating a car park.
Why was this car park tasty?
Well, I don't know, because in England and Wales, wherever you see your sheep, typically they'll eat a grass or a vegetable. There's very little sort of shrubbery in Marrakesh. It's not a grassy place. So these sheep were just eating a car park. There was like 30 sheep.
I don't get what you mean.
There was like
eating a car park.
Say any more than what I've told you.
There was
30 sheep in a car park with a shepherd there, hook, wooden stick.
Yeah.
The sheep were grazing. I went over, looked. Oh, they're just eating the car park. Eating gravel, stones, tarmac.
That's what NCP stands for, doesn't it? Nice crunchy peanut butter.
nice crunchy car park. I saw a sheep eating a car park. Great question, Joe. Did we hit someone with our taxi on the way to the airport? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was a slight collision.
And is this person walking on a bike?
This person was just stood next to his car, and
deserved
we drove past, just hit him. And then he was shouting, obviously. He just carried on driving, little hit and run on the way to the airport. And then he went, I know him, it's fine.
No, he did.
I know him. So it's fine to hit him with my car.
No, he didn't.
I've got so much to tell you. It was amazing. Lizzie's vegetarian.
Is she?
I eat meat. Well, she eats fish, pescatarian. I eat meat. Yeah, yeah. I go out every single lunchtime. I get us both a meal. So here's what you get. Two sandwiches, meat, vegetarian, two portions of chips, two drinks, £5 for the lot.
I love when people do this. Do you know when they come back off holiday and just tell you how cheap it is in other places?
So good. And he was like, oh, here you go. And obviously, most people speak a bit of English or you can do enough hand. I'm very good at charades. Which obviously comes into play when you've got a language barrier there.
What? Trying to do diehard and all you want is a cheese and toasty.
How does that work? What do you want? And I was going,
four yogurts.
It's a film.
Oh, it's a film. Sorry.
What? I got one meat sandwich, one vegetarian sandwich. And I went, because it's just a slightly different way of doing things, slightly less conscious of, you know, health and safety.
Yeah.
And I went, which one's the meat one? He went, jammed his finger through the meat one and he held it up and went, whole meat. So that just had his full finger through it, which was fantastic.
Would Ethan have survived in Marrakesh?
No, Ethan would be eaten alive, and I mean that literally. You would be just taken to pieces.
What are your thoughts on that? Like, when Joe describes what his amazing holiday, would you like this kind of thing?
A ball of anxiety. I couldn't think of anything worse. Chaos on the streets, I wouldn't survive. I'd want somewhere to run. I couldn't stand just looking at all
of this. Really hot, really busy. Went to the main market, the main square. snake charmers, cobras up on the back, but it's sad. And you see monkeys with like chains around their neck. So there is that element of it where it's like, that is genuinely quite sad.
What would a monkey
do? What?
What would a monkey do?
Just like jumping
sale?
Up and down. No, it's so people come and watch the little show, the monkey does a little backflip or whatever, and then you give it money. But obviously it's got a chain around its neck and it's quite sad. Or so I thought, until I saw one with a little PSG kit on. And you think, he must have asked for that for his birthday or Christmas. So they're obviously treating it all right. And it was this year's kit as well, which isn't cheap.
This year's kit?
Mbappe on the back.
That's mental.
Full kit. So it was a little macaque or whatever with a, obviously, chain around its neck, sad. But then you see it, Mbappe top, shorts, socks, shin pads.
No, he didn't. No, you're lying. No,
shin pads, two little almonds.
There was no way a monkey was wearing shin pads.
He had shin pads on.
No,
two little, it was,
I'm not
it used
it.
Almonds
I'm not
as shin
it.
Pads. And then you think, can't be that bad, because obviously he's asked for, like I said, asked for that for Christmas or his birthday, and they've got him it. So, you know, how cruel is it?
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Shin pads.
Shin pads, everything.
So
full kit wanker.
A game of a five-a-side.
Yeah.
What did the snake have on?
The snake just had a real silly attitude, but apparently they drug him, so they're a bit more docile. But what happens sometimes is...
swings and roundabouts, isn't
it? What happens sometimes is, you'll be walking past and they'll just put a snake around your neck. And then because you're paralysed with fear, they'll take a picture of you, charge you for the picture. So you do have to have your eyes peeled.
I see what you've done here. You've started off with the good stuff.
No, it was amazing.
You've brought me in with 90p kebabs.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting attacked on the street with snakes.
You're not getting attacked by a snake.
And there's a monkey with a chain around its neck.
Yeah, that was
sad. Doing kick-ups by himself.
Again, kick-ups in that. So it's not all bad. But an amazing place.
And did you find the toilets were catered towards you? Or are they still sort of how they wash their bums?
No. Really? Interestingly, very modern Western toilet.
So none of that gun spray, which I love.
No, well there was a bidet in the hotel room. The hotel, by the way, which was way better than we deserve. It was so nice. I don't know how often it is, but multiple times a day, the mosques, because it's a Muslim country, so you hear the mosque with the tannoy, the big speakers,
yeah.
And you hear. I don't know if it's just to alert you that it's the time to pray, or if it's
call
like
to prayer, isn't it? That's
a
what
call to prayer. Out throughout the city, magical. It's magical.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've heard a call to prayer a lot, and I'm thinking to myself, how has that person got the voice that good?
It's incredible.
You couldn't get the best singer from over here to try and recreate that.
The notes, how long they hold some of those A's.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's incredible. What a skill.
There was one issue we had.
Oh, here we go. What's the issue?
So we got there on the Thursday.
Belly.
They're bringing over tea halfway through the day. Lovely mint tea, traditional. They're bringing over omelettes at breakfast, all free of charge. They're bringing over, there you go, some pressed juice, just while you sat around the pool.
Nice, fresh
lovely
juice.
Fresh fruit
kind
juice.
Of like orange or apple?
It's like a mixture, it's green, like kiwi, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a fruit that I'd never had before, still don't know what it's called. Looked like a little egg, like an orange egg.
Right.
Third day, it's now Saturday, so we've been there 3 days. They bring the tea over to this other guy, who looked a bit sort of fancy. Gave it the old dirty handshake, you know, with the... little note exchange.
Yeah.
We went, shit, we should have been tipping this whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Of course you should tip.
So we Googled it, and it turns out, like America,
they want
a lot of their wages are subsidised by the tips.
Wow.
Because it's legal to pay them a little bit less. And that is expected to be brought up. So we're 3 days behind.
Oh, no.
We've been drinking the tea. We've been having the breakfast. He carried our bags in. The first day, the guy behind reception walked me 20 minutes into town to a cash point, stood there with me, walked back. I didn't give him a cent.
Oh, that...
See, that's bad.
Sure, that's your fault.
That is my fault.
You would have tipped anyone for that.
Well, that's the thing.
Even in the UK, you would have tipped.
Yeah. So now, I said to Lizzie, I've got to go on the rampage.
I've
got to make up for my wrongs. So I am dishing out. I am making it rain like 50 cent in the club
nice,
right
love
now.
It.
So I'm giving 100 dirham, that's like £8, 100 dirham if you bring out my tea. I am bringing you 50 dirham if you give me an omelette. I'm giving 20 dirham for eye contact. If I make eye contact with... Yes, mate. Honestly,
20 dirham for eye contact?
I had to make up for it. I wouldn't normally do that, but I'd set myself this precedent where, because I'd not tipped all holiday... Now I've got to be dishing out tips left, right and centre. So you would not... I gave about £80 away in about 2 hours.
Yeah, true.
Just
true.
Dirty handshake after dirty handshake.
What? Do you want to give us £50?
£50 for what? So you could look in my eyes?
Yeah, £50.
You'd do it for that. You'd do it for way less than that.
Just give you £50 for looking in my eyes.
Right, should cut there because the food's here.
Okay, yeah,
perfect
yeah.
time. Are you right to get it, Ethan?
I've got something to talk about.
I've got one last thing, but it's not
Great. Mine's about tipping.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, go to that. Is this all right so far? It's quite fun, isn't it?
It's very fun. Everyone yeah. loves a holiday oh, story.
Hello. Hello. Coming out now, mate. Thank you. Okay, see you in a sec. Bye-bye. Let me just have a look, Ethan.
Yes!
What? It doesn't say there's a... All right, I'll just go. It's on the corner, maybe across the road. All right. What?
Just some six music festival stuff.
Cool.
That's tomorrow.
Honestly, Joe, it was so good.
Yeah, it does sound absolutely brilliant. I can't wait to go
I think
away.
You'd love it.
I need to go away soon. We've got a busy June.
So why?
Just going away loads in June. So I'm pretty much taking the whole June off. Well, not the whole June off, but a lot of June off. So
I've got to work.
Cousin's wedding in Spain. We're going to Italy. And then we're going to go to Dublin again. I'm going to Dublin on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for 24 hours in Dublin. What for? Love it. Just watch the K's, working with them.
Nice.
I'm guessing the picture Adam McCullough put up of...
Yeah, it's the one in London. Do you know Rio's studio in London?
Are they really?
Yeah.
It looks exactly like this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Exactly like it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it? I want to ask you more questions, but I'm going to save it for the pod.
Thank you.
So you're gonna say about
something
about
tipping,
Joey.
Yeah.
On your single.
Yeah. I've got to say, you should see if you want to know about tipping. You should see Andy Golden and Joe McGrath walk into a all-inclusive in Turkey. When the tipping's right, my friend, you go straight to this person. Quick, £5 cash, yeah. English. They love the English money. And then you're looked after then for a good 2 or 3 days. You have to keep topping it up. It's like,
yeah.
It's a pay as you go, innit?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a pay as you go SIM card, innit?
You're always looked after. Mm. You're sorted with the booze and stuff like that. And you get. Was the booze in Morocco now?
You could get it in shops, but they didn't have it about because, like I said, Muslim country. So it's harder to get. But I didn't drink anything. I didn't have a single drink. But
did,
anyway,
you,
yeah.
did you go work out then? Because you're on the workout stuff. Or
did a lot of walking.
Walking's good.
Yeah. So the last night, me and Lizzie went out. That's when I got that kebab. Sorry, that was...
It was odd, that. Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing there.
Massaged off.
Oof, don't.
That's when he would put
that
the five...
That would be £20 for extra eye contact.
And the rest. Put the five in the bun, pulls the skewers out.
Yeah. Five is a lot.
They're only very narrow. Chipper later.
Ethan?
We've run out of money. Not like running out of money, but the cash machine's broke, and we haven't got any cash left, and nowhere's got a card machine.
Yeah.
So we're just walking the streets thinking, we need to get dinner basically for about £2 here, which is possible,
but it's
the last night, you want to splash out a little bit.
Of course.
So we're walking up down the street.
Oh, you're going to splash out with £2?
Well, exactly. So we're walking down the street, and there's this guy that owns a hotel. French guy, I think he's French. It might be Moroccan, a lot of them speak French, I don't know. Anyway, in his 50s, dyed black hair, much younger wife.
Yeah.
kind of slumped shoulders, got a sort of Snape from Harry Potter meets some sort of troll.
Cat Dealey.
Absolutely not. We see him in the street.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, little hello, you know. This is like 10-15 minute walk away from the hotel.
Yeah.
And we went, do you know where is there any cash machines around here? And he went, no, there's none really. And then he just whips out a block, probably 20 grand local money, which is £2,000.
Yeah.
Gives us 1,000 dirham, which is 100 quid, and goes, there you go.
That is
and we're like, we'll pay
what
you back.
What is 1,000 dirham?
About 85 quid, 90
oh, that's
quid.
Still, that's
and we're like, we'll
cash.
Pay you back with the hotel. No problem. Obviously, we're paying it back. We're not, it's not just
have you
for
got
free.
Any, what, contact details or
no,
something?
No, but he's just like, just take it, there you go, enjoy your night. And then he just walks off, and then we paid it as part of the hotel. But the, so this is incredible gesture, which no hotel or Airbnb I've ever stayed in.
You'd be a bit worried
country.
About that gesture, I think.
Yeah.
What does he want in return?
Well, exactly.
You.
However, what he wanted was the money back in euros, which is fair enough because they take a lot of places take euros, a lot of places take dirham. It's the last day. The taxi is arriving in 2 hours. I said to Lizzie, I'll nip to the cash point, get it out in euros, come back. Get to the cash point, broken. Of course. So I go into the bank, which is next to the cash point. I'm queuing up for ages. Ages and ages I'm queuing up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the clock, an hour and 45 minutes, no problem. Then someone just barges in and goes, cash point ain't working, what do we do? And they went, oh, down the road. So I've been queuing up, not wanting to be rude and shouting. Then I've got the information I need, so I'm going down the road to the next cash point. Get to the next cash point. Also, you can't get euros out.
Oh, fucking hell.
Because obviously, I think the people at the hotel thought that my card had euros in it, but it's obviously it's got pounds
in it.
It's
only small, isn't it?
It's only very small. So then, no, we don't do that. There's a like a cash conversion place around the corner. There's a proper
like
bank.
A CEX.
CEX kind of place.
You bring your DVDs.
Yeah. So, right, I'll go there. Another 10 minutes away. I'm baking. It's really hot. I've got my trousers on. I was expecting a 10-minute there and back. It's now 20 to 1. No, sorry, 20 to 3. No problem. The taxi's not till 4 to the airport. Get to the place. It's one in, one out. Door security guard with a gun stood at the door.
A gun?
Yeah. Everyone's outside of the mopeds. Get to the front. No, we don't do that.
Oh,
we can't. We can do. Yeah.
Sake.
There's a cash conversion place next door. Amazing. Get in there. Hello. Can I? I want to buy some dirham off you, or buy some euros off you with pounds, please.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't do that. There's a place down the road called Cash Plus. At this point,
I am
2 miles away from the hotel
on foot
in 28-degree heat, trousers, t-shirt. Go to this Cash Plus. The shutter is halfway down.
Oh.
So I'm like, is it open? Is it closed? There's two guys at a phone shop next door who I say, is this open? And Sherrard's coming to play. Open. And then he just went in the best English ever. He just went, she's just on a lunch break. She'll be back in 20 minutes.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't know if I've got 20 minutes.
Oh.
I don't know if I've got this 20 minutes here. So I was like, I'm going to have to wait. Then I see a young lad who's about 15 walk up to the two guys who start whispering to him and pointing at me. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get... What is this?
Okay,
he goes off. This young lad looks at me as he walks past, gets on a moped and drives off. I think, I've probably got about half an hour until multiple people come back and mug the English guy who's by himself, who clearly has money to exchange. So I'm on a ticking clock before I get absolutely battered here. 15 minutes later, shutters come up. Thank God. I get in.
Look, he's inside.
You know, he's working there
Scout!
With a gun. Get inside. The woman's there, still chewing the last mouthful of a dinner. Can I swap yours for
that?
She went, what? So, I'm not sure, actually. I didn't ask. So she went, yeah, we can do... we can. If you give us your euros, we'll give you dirham. Yeah. No, I want to give you dirham and you give me euros. Sorry, we can't do that.
Oh, fuck off.
There's a hotel in the main square, which at this point is genuinely 3 miles away from the hotel. It is now 20 past three, and the hotel, no, it's quarter past three, and the airport taxi is arriving at 4. I go to this hotel in a.
How did you get there?
Just another walk around the corner. I'm now in the main square where the monkeys are with the chains around the neck.
Yeah. Is there any point where you're thinking, I might have to get a United kit here and just start doing... You know?
Yeah, I might have to get myself a PSG kit, put a chain around my neck and start doing backflips. Because that's the only way I'm going to make this money. Right? I get to the hotel. The line is fucking 20 people deep. I'm stood in this line with
this.
My card. And I get two people from the front.
Was your ass going?
I'm shitting it. Two people from the front. I've got no signal either because it costs you £1 a megabyte to use your data. So I don't, and Lizzie's crying at the hotel, by the way.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you. So I get to two people from the front of the queue and realize there's no card machine in this building. I need cash. So I have to get out of the queue, go into another queue, which is another 10 people deep for the cash point to get the dirham out. Then, like a fairy godmother, this French woman saddles up to me and goes, I'm not going to do the accent. There's three cash points.
It probably wasn't the best. You know, if you're going to do an accent in this story, probably the French woman's one you could probably
That's
get
true.
Away with.
There's no, I'm not going to do it. There's three cash points in that bank there that no one knows is there. There's no queue. So I go into the bank, get the 1,000 dirham out, go to the front of the cash point, go to the front of Hotel Alley, which is where I got my money exchanged.
Yeah.
He gives me the 100 euros, and I just sprinted back. Got back to the hotel at 58 minutes past three. Lizzie's got everything packed. She's in tears because
so
she thought I'd been mugged.
Oh,
she thought I'd been killed. I was meant to be out
that.
For 15 minutes. I've been out for 2 hours, Joe. I've walked 6 miles.
Would you not have just paid and just text her saying what's going on? How much would one text have cost you?
15 quid.
I'd have probably just sent a text.
Yeah, I maybe should have done that.
To stop the tears, you'd probably just go, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, call off the search.
Yeah.
And you probably say, and when you get back to the hotel, $7.50 each. That's just
cool. Yeah, let's split it. But she'd paid to text me, and I hadn't paid to text her.
That that.
So she thought I was dead, and I didn't even let her.
That's a bit like Golden Balls, isn't it? Yeah. Where like you're not in agreement, and she's like,
she thought
was the fairy godmother Jasper Carrot.
The fairy godmother could have been Jasper Carrot if she was a bit fatter and she had a grey wig. Carrot. That
How
is.
Did you fight the French woman?
Oh, I did everything I could. Yeah. No wonder it took me so long.
Oh.
Yeah.
But all in all, great trip.
Stunning trip.
And it I'm sounds so glad good. To be I, and I swear, all the sloppers would have just loved that then. We love a holiday story.
Yeah. And it's genuinely one of the most amazing places I've ever been.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. And if you like a barter, what a place.
A barter, yeah. What was some of your biggest barters?
So I got 3 mugs. I didn't do that. Because also, there's a point where it crosses into, I can afford this for this.
Yeah.
And you're selling, you've got a fruit stall, and I don't want to be taking the piss out of you.
Yeah, you don't want to bar on fruit.
You don't want to be nasty. But I got 3 mugs. He wanted 200 dirham. I got them for 130 or something.
All right, nice.
And also, the best bartering I did, I didn't even buy it in the end. Chess set, how much is that? 400 dirham. That's like 38 quid, no chance.
Fuck me. Yeah. Your chess set?
Handmade.
How did you know?
You could see him whittling on the, you know, the road with the motorbikes going each way.
Like when you see the people with who have made like an incredible lion out of sand. Mm. It's all just already made, isn't it? They just put the sand around the edges.
They just put the eyes on it, googly eyes. Mm-hmm. But he would have given me it for 150 in the end. But I decided not to. But yeah, wow, amazing.
What a trip.
What a place. You'd love it. The food is great. The food is cheap. It's fantastic.
Love this.
Love it.
Do you know how to put it on the list? Ethan, how was your trip? You went to, in a different place, Newcastle.
Toon Toon, Black and White Army was what I was singing on Friday night as Newcastle down Nottingham Forest in the last minute on St. Paddy's Day.
Hey. Oh, we need to talk about your St. Patrick's Day, by the way. We'll get to that in a minute. So you went back to Newcastle for the big Fozzy game.
Yep.
Not so Fozzers.
So went back, got a rare couple of days together, so it was lovely. I got a rare couple of days together, thanks to you, Joe.
You're welcome. Me?
The rotor, not you. Oh. My boss, Joe. And
I could have helped you as well.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you.
Take Tuesday off today.
Oh,
well, what?
Also, today's Wednesday.
Yeah, see you on Friday.
That's not official. Carry on.
So, went back to Newcastle, ready for that game. We met Alan in the pub with Nick.
Shearer?
And a few others.
Shearer? Was he there?
No, not Alan.
260 Premier League goals.
Day.
How have you not told us about this? You went to the pub. You went to the pub with Alan Shearer on Patrick's Day.
No. I went with my friend Alan, who actually was.
You've got a friend called Alan.
Well, he's named after Alan Shearer. His dad named him.
Is he what? 60 years old or something?
Oh, he looks it. Bless him.
Oh.
Is he struggling a bit?
No, he says he's got a drink problem.
He doesn't have a drinking problem. He just loves a beer.
It's stopping that he struggles with. The drinking part? Wow, he's great at that. The problem is he hasn't got a drinking problem. He's got a not drinking problem.
Were you up till 6 a.m. on the piss?
No. I had me 6 pints in the space of a couple of hours, which was a lot for me because I was doing rounds with Alan, and Alan loves a pint.
He, 6 pints.
It does not affect him
so
one drop.
So we're looking at, so you had roughly 6 pints in 3 or 4 hours, whatever.
A couple of hours, Drew, right. I'd say.
So you're looking at Alan drinking over the course of a night, what we're looking at, 25 pints?
Oh, no, it ended quite early for me at that point.
No, so Alan, not you.
Oh, Alan, oh, yeah. I mean,
fucking hell.
He must be, I don't know. I'm going to say he must have had at least like 15 pints now. That's his kind of range.
That's upsettingly high number.
No, in his range.
And how many nights a week is he popping away min 5 pints?
I couldn't possibly comment, but he loves going down to the club.
Well, how often
does
he do that?
The working men's club. He must do it a couple of times a week at least.
Right, I've just been reminded of something. By the way, tickets are on sale if you're a patron for our live show. In fact, no, they're on general sale right now.
Yeah.
And some people said on a message to me, the Instagram is saying, Joe, we've just bought 2 tickets, but I don't know how you're gonna, tell who's the real Joe Smith and Ethan out of me and my mate who are coming. Are you ready to see these two who believe they look like you? And Ethan James, are you ready? These two here, they have got tickets to the live show and they look like Ethan James.
Show me the single.
Come to my single. They look like Ethan James and Joe Smith. So we look forward to seeing you there, absolute legend.
Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, you're one of the only people I know who celebrates it like it's Christmas.
Oh, mate.
You were talking about it for weeks in the build-up. What? Your Instagram story detailed an event that began at around 11 a.m. Talk us through your St. Patrick's Day and why you give so much of a shit about it.
It's because when I was growing up, St. Patrick's Day, obviously all four grandparents came over from Ireland to Manchester. And when St. Patrick's Day, you know, St. Patrick's Day in Ireland is a day off. So it's a celebrational day. You get the day off. You don't go to work. You go out. You go boozing. You go to parades. Do all sorts. Mm. So there's a culture of that in Manchester that still lives on to this day. And if it's in the old school places like Levensune, Burnage, Fallowfield, where a lot of the Irish went and sort of stayed and grew, to like Cheetah Mill, where they've got the Irish Centre there, it's a great day. And I've got a friend called Daryl who's from Northern Ireland. They celebrate it as well. And we went boozing. My God, did we go boozing. Started at 10:45, and I was very sensible because I was on the radio the next day.
I was
going to
say, I was going to leave this till the end, but obviously you mentioned it now. Your Instagram story was boozing, 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 to the point where, do you know when the videos get a bit shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, this person is blinded because they think this is good content. One was just a sweeping shot of a pub with someone shouting in it.
There's musicians there.
Yeah, but you didn't film the musicians.
I did film the musicians.
You filmed the audience looking at the musicians.
Yeah, because they were the best bit.
They weren't. And then I was like, this guy's off his tits. The next thing, before I'd woken up on the Saturday, was you in the radio. Yes, let's get it.
So
how did you manage that?
So we went to, boom, up in the morning, coffee pot, pint, a Guinness, full Irish breakfast. Then the
Oh, by the way, loved the video of you with the Irish breakfast. Took you a second to find it on the menu and you filmed it, didn't
it? Yeah.
You
I'm so
looking.
Excited.
Because I was looking, you weren't aiming at an Irish breakfast. Then you went, oh, just tilt up a little bit. I got too excited.
Oh, so excited. Millstone, two pints in there. Off to Levensune we go. In the Union for a couple, in the Fiddlers for a couple, wow. Back to the Union for a couple, wow. Over to Fallowfield, boom. Straight into the Friendship Inn, headed over to the Bowling Green, finished there. In the Bowling Green at 8:30 p.m, my alarm goes off. Go to bed, Joe.
Really?
Because I was up at 6 a.m. I was up at 6 a.m.
It's nice that.
To do the alarm. So I went home, I left Daryl, Lennon, Becky, Emma and all that to party. And I would get full in the St. Patrick's Day mode. But the weirdest thing about it was about 2 o'clock, well, the Guinness is flowing. I spot someone who glances at me a couple of times, goes, oh, I'm just from this, I recognise you from some of the work you do. I'm from a new sort of paper called the Manchester Mill.
A new paper, as in like...
Paper, like an online paper. Like, so it's
I thought you meant like, you know, Scranton.
No.
Like The Office. But
they do like in-depth reports on stuff.
Yeah, not Dunder Mifflin.
Not Dunder Mifflin. And he was saying he's just doing one on St. Patrick's Day. So, it's nice to bump into you. Anyway, for the next couple of hours, they just stuck around with us. Mm. Right? Little did I know, the next day I wake up... It's me
in
Darryl,
the bed with you?
No. Me and Darryl on the front of this article...
A picture.
He just basically stuck around for us 3 hours, pretty much recorded everything we said.
You're joking.
I made an article about it. It was a good article, like, we were good fun. We had him.
But basically, he was doing like a 3-hour kind of undercover covert interview.
Yeah, his
and
piece
you
was
were
all
like,
about...
what? Pills, no, we pasties, pills. Kebabs.
You don't just do peas on. You don't just do pea stuff on Patrick's Day. Pills, pasties, and poppers. No, he just stuck around with us all day.
Did you feel like you'd been a little bit sort of? Like, do you know when you see on like a drama show or like a thing, and you see, you go, hang on a sec. Mark, come here. Why are you acting weird?
Yeah.
And then they rip the shirt open and there's a wire on Mark. Did it feel like you'd been sort of infiltrated a little bit?
In a way. Let me show you a nice picture of us.
Can I see it?
Oh, and they quoted me.
I hope you've got shit on your front of the shirt. So,
Here's the quote I give them. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
He says, tucking into his ninth Guinness
of the
morning.
Let me show you a nice picture of me and Daryl as the front. We are pissed there. Let me have a look at
it. So was this picture taken with a phone?
No, proper camera. We are...
Look at
that. That's the front.
Hey, do you want to see a picture? What I like for my front cover is four eyes to all be closed. That's how you know you've got a real St. Patrick's Day picture when everyone's like,
oh, what a great day.
So bright as well.
The other thing I've got to say is I did some voiceover work for someone the other day.
Who was it?
Can't tell you.
Well, of course you can.
No, it's like a card company that, like, so when you call
card
them.
Card company, let me go. Moonpig.
No, not Moonpig. No, like a credit card company. So when you call them, you'll hear my voice.
Mint. Egg.
Guess what happened? recorded it in the home on my home studio, and then
home studio. Who are you, Sting? What do you mean, record? Just nonchalantly saying, record it in my home studio.
My home studio.
What are you taking a year to focus on your
my
music?
My home studio is a microphone and
just your what Becky like that.
No, you have to put a quilt over your head.
Really?
She once came in for it. I thought she's gonna.
That's how you do your little.
I'm cleaning my mic,
isn't it?
I'm cleaning my mic. I promise.
I promise.
He's cleaning now and again. God.
Yeah.
Did the recording
home studio.
This is mad.
So this is paid voiceover work for a credit card
paid
company.
Paid voiceover work for a credit card company. You never guess what happened. It was like on Monday into Tuesday. So I was recording. Now anyone know? You two might know that. I do the podcast audio, right? So I go to send her everything I've recorded. An hour later, she goes, it's nowhere on here. I sent her the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
And she listened to the whole thing?
And there was a bit where I talk about Ethan jizzing onto a punch bag.
Still got the gig though, eh?
Still got the gig, sent it to her, said, oh, apologies.
So if you ring
might
up,
have a new Patreon off the back
so if you ring up Visa... or Monzo to try and get your card taken back. You might instead hear, press 1 for this. Press 2 to hear Ethan James jizzing on a punch bag. That's going to be fantastic, isn't it, for their customers? Great.
I couldn't believe it. She said, what is this?
And you went, nothing.
Nothing. I went, oh, and then I re-looked at it. I was like, God, I've just sent her last week's podcast, which is just...
That's great.
Right, should we do a little bit of 9 out of 10 club?
Yes, we absolutely should.
You got some surprises for us.
I have, actually. So I didn't say this, obviously, when we were in Morocco. Every day, we'd go to get lunch there. But between lunch and dinner, I like a little snack. So we'd go, just around the corner, there's this shop that sold these little pasties, these little sort of kind of meat pastry things.
Yeah, like their version of Greggs.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought, what I should do is I should bring a couple back.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Did you sneak them in?
So I snuck them in. I put them in my suitcase.
Okay.
These are kind of traditional Moroccan pastries.
I can tell you straight away they're not Moroccan. What? I can tell you straight away they won't eat these in Morocco. Because, ladies, that smells like pork.
Hmm? No, I just bought it because I thought I couldn't not go to Morocco and bring you a little present back. So that's, I don't know what they call them over there, but... Everyone, sort of like a tradition, everyone kind of has one every day between lunch and dinner.
I'll let Ethan take the floor on this one.
I'll have a little bite here, Joe, of the Moroccan pastry.
Traditional. I wonder if you can taste the tradition in there.
Mm.
The heritage.
And I hope you don't mind me asking, Joe, but I'm contemplating, is this haram?
Huh? No, it's not ham.
No, is it? Is it
can't be ham.
Is it haram?
I don't know. It's just what everyone, eats there.
Everyone eats these. It's a big statement that.
Yeah. Do you like it anyway?
Yeah.
I'll do as well. To be fair,
have you had anything like it?
It's in.
Have you had anything like it?
Yeah, I've had a couple of things like it. Yeah.
Where?
That's a Greg sausage roll, Joe.
Huh?
That's a Greg's sausage roll. I said to you, did you bring anything feedback? You know, because I'm the only one who's been away and brought stuff back.
I did with that.
I brought the Wonder Bar back.
Yeah, which was already fucking here. I might as well have brought that back from Marrakesh for all that Wonder Bar did.
Yeah, but it was the fault that counts in me.
Well, in that...
You've gone to Greg's.
Well, it's not...
You bought a product that definitely could... What about a corned beef pasty? You could have brought that in. They like beef over there.
So, anyway, traditional sort of Marrakeshian...
Are you eating it all?
Can I just say... I've been on steroids this week because of my asthma.
Sorry, really bad.
Hold on. Whoa,
boy.
You've been on steroids?
I've been on steroids.
I wonder why you look so fucking muscly.
Oh, well, you see, Drew, I'm almost...
No?
If you farted, it sounded like you ripped your arsehole open. It kind of like a...
Ethan, speak.
Well, what I was saying is that my asthma...
Your ass what?
My asthma's not been so good recently, so I've had to go on the steroids, and it really gives you a want to have more food. It improves your appetite.
Does
so,
it?
Aye, I think so, because I've just had a big box of jerk chicken that I hoovered up in about 5 minutes.
I noticed that.
And now I'm just having a full sausage roll.
It's a Marrakeshi delicacy, but anyway, they don't call it that, but call it what you want.
Well, I've got me oximeter and everything, Drew, to make
What's
sure
that?
I'm ticking along.
Have you ever popped that on the end of the old...
My knob?
Yeah. Can I ask you, on steroids, does... Because what they say it shrinks a bit.
The testicles, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, on them for 5 days. But if the they could do with a bit of shrinkage anyway, I guess, because there's so much.
Go on.
8-12, if you get the reference.
I don't get
an
the reference.
8-12-year-old.
No, no, God, no. That's not the reference.
Ethan.
No, I was...
Right, should we get to 9 out of 10? Hope the asthma heals up nicely and, you know, you don't die or whatever. Right. We've got something in from our listeners, haven't we? If you want to get your 9 out of 10 clubs in, send them to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Why the 9 out of 10? What you think should be inducted into the most exclusive eating... What would you say?
Club in the world.
Club in the world.
It is the 9 out of 10 club, and Laith has been in touch today.
Laith?
Love listening to you guys whilst on my commute. My 9 out of 10 suggestion for you to eat is something called a chicken split.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of a chicken split.
Like a banana split.
Let's get it out and let's explain what it is. How many did you get?
I don't know, just ordered one.
You've ordered...
That is a chicken split right there.
That is a chicken split.
I was not expecting that.
Let me have a look. So let me pass it over here.
So what is it?
A chicken split is fried chicken from a Caribbean shop with salad cream and, instead of the bun, it's a dumpling.
Oh.
So it is a combination of everything in there. Let me finger that in there.
Yeah, just finger
right,
it.
Right, so chicken split. Go for it. Joe, you go first, Joe. I've had a couple of chicken splits before in the past.
I've never had one. I've never heard of one.
Delicious. I feel like we have to point out that the elephant in the room is that it's cold. I can imagine a nice warm dumpling with a salad cream. And the key is it's fried chicken as well. Can I have a little bite of that? Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Never seen a man move so quick. Ethan James has come
around. Yeah, now he's on the steroids. You can't stop eating. In terms of its constituent parts, it's relatively simple. There's three ingredients here. It's basically a chicken sandwich with salad cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the bun is slightly different. The chicken is slightly different because it's fried. But if you don't know what it tastes like, or if you can't, if you've never had one, it tastes like the things that it's made of.
I've seen them being made so that you get, like, you get obviously your fried chicken pieces.
Yeah.
They fry them, deep fry them so they're golden brown crispy. Then they shred the meat off it.
Yeah.
And then in that meat, they get fresh dumplings, you half it, salad cream on, chicken in the middle. And you can also get them with jerk chicken.
Yeah.
It is a delight.
It is genuinely delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Is it 9 out of 10? Is it elite? This isn't a delicious out of 10 club. This is the 9 out of 10 club.
It is a 9 out of 10.
I think it's wonderful. I'd recommend it. If you've never tried one, I've never tried one. Get one if you can.
Yeah.
Give it a go. But to me, sorry, so what, Laith?
Laith.
Laith.
Well, how do you think he's saying it? L-A-I-T-H.
Yeah, Laith.
Laith.
Sorry, Laith, for me, it's not in. It's great, but it's not world class, and it needs to be world class. Joe?
I enjoy chicken split.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that one we just had then let us down a little bit.
Okay.
Circumstances, you know, getting a fresh one is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence of putting it in.
Okay, well, before we hear it, let's go with Ethan James.
Well... It's quite sweet, isn't it?
Mm.
It's
salad cream is quite sweet, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think when you're trying to get... What I'm trying to say is when it's fresh and you've got the hot, sort of salty batter of the fried chicken, that sort of, as you say, will have a scrap with it.
I'd describe it as like a sweet chicken gyros.
Okay.
Would that be fair to say?
No, you're completely different.
I think you're struggling to push that agenda, actually.
Well,
it's got no other elements of a gyros, apart from chicken
and bread-ish.
But it's not even bread; it's a dumpling.
Well, what else is a gyros than chicken, meat, and bread?
Sorry about that.
Someone to tell us about chicken gyros.
But there's difference in it because it's pita bread,
And also it's full of salad and herbs and spices that doesn't have.
Show me how much salad is in that thing, then.
No, I don't think so.
I just think my description of a chicken sandwich with salad cream was better than yours, I'm afraid.
Come on.
Oh, well.
Do you like it?
No, it's all right. It's not... Oh, sorry, I gargled a bit there.
Oh, God.
It's all right. I don't think it's... It's just, nah, not for me. There's more exciting things in this world, such as, like,
a baby bell with hot sauce on it and a jalapeno.
I can't. There's going to be uproar that you've let a baby bell in, but not a chicken split. It would have gone in for me.
Voted it in. Oh,
well, 2-2. Sorry. Unfortunately, we run a tight ship here. You and Leith say yes, me need to say no. A draw is no, because we have to keep standards high. However, I bring to you a secondary option.
Here we go.
That you did not
I
know
knew
about
there was
today.
A secret.
To me, if you're, because that's very much a sort of, I don't know if you can get a bigger one, but that's almost like a side dish, isn't it? It's quite small. That wouldn't be a full meal.
Yeah. Oh, for
if we're
sake.
In the realm of the side dish, you sort of your Caribbean side dish. To me, nothing beats the patty.
The patty is delicious.
Now, these, if you've never had them, this is a sort of a, I guess like a spiced pastry crust.
Yeah.
Inside, you're looking at kind
lamb.
Of lamb or vegetables or chicken stewed in those kind of traditional Caribbean spices and flavours. A wonderful, wonderful
snack. Have a bite of it, see if this one's good. Often you can't get it wrong often enough. You don't need any more, do you, Ethan? You've had a lot to
eat. No, I want some. Oh, I just thought it's a Heinz chicken soup.
God.
That's what it reminds me of.
Right. It reminds you
that
of
is
Heinz.
A fantastic one. That is so nice. That is so nice. That's a lamb one.
You got another one?
What? No, I just mean, because you can get them vegetable. It's spicy. It's lamby. It's meaty. It's absolutely... Do you want to batter this one where there's actually some left?
Yeah.
Right, we'll cut here. Yeah, give us a bit back because I want more of that. Because you got all of the last one, you bastard.
Right, take over there, I'll chat. Whilst Ethan and Joe get stuck into that.
Mm.
Bloody hell, they're good, you know.
That's a really good one. That's one of the best I've ever had.
Honestly, the spices in the middle are delicious. The crispy sort of pastry... Where it's a little bit flaky, but it still holds its own.
Mm.
It's something else. You're right. I wonder what's in it that gives it that little bit of an edge compared to sort of the pastry you would use at a Greg's. What is in it, I wonder?
Don't know. It's amazing. That one is one of the best I've ever had. So if Ethan, have you ever had one of those before?
No, I've never had one of them before.
That's a very good example of it. The stuffing is very flavoursome, moist.
Whoa.
It's basically sort of Jamaican pasty. It's called a patty, but if you're trying to imagine it in your head. What did you make of that, Ethan? Because to me, that is 9 out of 10.
I've just had a thought. I don't know if I like pastry anymore.
What?
I'm just having a little bit of a try with pastries, and I'm just thinking it's quite boring pastry, isn't it, on reflection?
But that's why you never just get pastry.
Yeah, but
it's always with something.
Yeah. I just think the last few minutes has made me not like pastry anymore. I think I fell out of love with it.
The last few minutes. So that's a no for you then?
Yeah, I don't like pastry, sorry.
Hold on.
How has this happened?
Fuck this. I'm not bringing in... We can't
Are you
just
pregnant?
Pull out every 9 out of 10 club.
Are you pregnant,
Ethan? Because it has pastry on it.
Why have you got these weird food sort of cravings and aversions?
I don't know. I'm still starving as well.
What the hell was that? Was that your
It's my throat.
Noise? So you're still hungry, you've had meals, you've had a chicken split, jerk chicken and rice, and that, and you're still hungry.
And you also decided you don't like pastry.
I mean, you didn't like a Freaky Friday. We switched bodies.
Yeah.
Ethan, what was the first thing you do in my body?
God, I probably just tried to put it right, going to run.
I thought he was going to say put it right and then something way worse than that, end it all. If I had your body for a day, first thing I'd do, obviously, definitely, is just see how bad that arse smells.
No, it's not actually that bad.
It must be. No way it's not. You're out all day, St. Patrick's Day, then you start work at 6 a.m.
St. Patrick's
that
Day
BBC
was a bad
toilet
day.
Has seen some things.
Well, get this, do you know, I was farting a lot in the studio,
yeah.
And they went buzz through, BBC News.
Wait, was that you or the
That was a bit
intercom.
Above. BBC News have got... Richard Curtis in.
What, Love Actually's very own Richard Curtis?
Because he wrote, because it's Comic Con the night before. He said he's going to come in the studio for 5 minutes. I've just guffed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I had to stand with the studio door open, pretending I was speaking to someone else. Just casually going like that with my arm, trying to waft.
Like, welcome in it. Welcome in, please. Come in.
He was very kind.
Was he?
Yeah.
He hasn't aged in about 40 years, Richard Curtis,
then,
has he?
Well, at the end of the chat, was playing. Went to play ABBA. He went, wrote Mamma Mia 2.
That's how you
fucking hell.
Like, we have a podcast because we like showing off.
Yeah.
He's the sort of person that actually should have a podcast.
He should
have. Because he's got incredible life experience.
Wrote Mamma Mia 2, £400 million it made.
Did he say that?
No, but he said that.
Did you Google it afterwards?
No, I did Google it afterwards.
I knew you would.
£450 million Mamma Mia 2 made. Fuck knows what you want for writing that.
Jesus Christ. So that's great. So, the chicken split is not in.
No.
We're currently tied with the patty.
Well, I thought you need to get three now.
No, we need two.
The patty's in for me.
Yeah!
Get in!
Fuck off, Ethan, who don't like pastry anymore somehow.
Ethan, if I was in your body, I'd poo all the blood out and I'd write in Adam Patterson's room, the Chamber of Secrets is now open, and I'd leg it. And then I can't wait to
poo all the blood out is a sentence that I never thought I'd hear.
I don't poo blood. It's just wipe.
When you wipe,
it's external. It's external.
So I'd have to, like, wipe my ass and write the chamber.
Oh, spelling mistake. Rub it out.
Go on.
Shit. Right. I need to paint over that. Get the H back. Yeah. Fuck it. Right. You're just a big smudge. Fucking hell.
Blimey.
And then you just practicing your signature loads of times in the bottom corner.
Could you
doing little knots and crosses to yourself that you lose?
Do you think you could write the Chamber of Secrets is now open in your blood?
No.
How did they do it in the film?
Must have more blood.
No wonder Myrtle was moaning so much if her arse was bleeding like Ethan's.
No. Oh. Right then, I think we've got to wrap this up.
That's
that has been absolutely wonderful.
What a pod.
What a pod. Thank you very much. If you're watching this now, go and buy tickets to the live
link
show.
The link is in the description. Link
Big
to the tickets is in the description.
Bash.
Yes.
It is midday on 29th of April. It's going to be chaos, loads of games, special surprises, by the way. A guest has confirmed. That it's, is like a wow, you'll love it.
It's a big guest. When you think, oh, it's a big guest. No, this is a big guest.
Yeah, you'll love it.
It's not Richard Curtis, but it's pretty big.
No, and we'll see you soon. We'll see you soon, guys.
See you on Friday.
Bye.
Bye. Ethan, wave.
Bye.